Yirmiyah Perek Chaf Hei Pasuk Aleph Le'ilui Nishmas Betzalel Tzvi Ben Moshe Yitzchak Hadavar Asher Hayah Al Yirmiyahu Al Kol Am Yehuda. The word that came to Yirmiyahu concerning the people of Yehuda. It's funny, it says Al instead of El, and we've seen that a lot in Sefer Yirmiyah, the back and forth between the two words. But perhaps it's a little meaningful that it's called Al. It's upon Yirmiyahu, it's not to Yirmiyahu. In order to have him convince the people, it's upon Yirmiyahu because it can't be changed. And we'll see that this is a really important turning point in the entire Sefer. Bashana ha-raviyas liho Yakim ben Yoshiyahu melech Yehuda. In the fourth year of King Yehoyakim, the son of King Yoshiyahu of Yehuda, he hashana ha-rishonis l'Nebuchadrezzar melech Bavel, which coincided with the first year of King Nebuchadnezzar when he rose to power in Bavel. And Rashi says on this pasuk that it is a crucial moment in the Sefer and in Jewish history. It's the Shana Shen Nichtam or Shen Nischatem Gzar Dinam. This is the year, this is the moment when the fate of the Jewish people and the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash was sealed, and there was nothing anymore that could be done to avert it. Sheyiglu, that they would be exiled, v'sheyishtu kos hachema, and they would be forced to drink down the cup of God's wrath. So from here on, ukodim gzar din, amar lanavi, in the previous prakim, which were before the gzar din, Lohicham, which is my point about El versus Al. He was supposed to give them Musar. Ulay Yashuvu v'lo Yischatem Gzardina. Maybe they would do tshuva. But there is no way. Says Rabbi Breuer beautifully, there is no enemy at the gates now. We've gone back 18 years in time from the previous parak. Nebuchadnezzar just came to power. But the prophet is looking back upon 23 years of his activity, of tireless effort, selfless devotion to his people, all in vain, because his mission had failed completely. There was just no way. Nebuchadnezzar's rise to power is the last straw. Sometimes you see things coming. Yirmiyah certainly did. I was reading the news over the last several days in the New York Times, which is a mistake, because it's very one-sided coverage. But if you read the news, including a complete lack of reporting on anti-Semitic incidents, including a twisting of the truth of what's happening. Just recently, when I am recording this, there was a food riot in Gaza, and immediately it was twisted into Israeli soldiers murder hundreds of innocent people, despite a complete lack of visual evidence, despite a lack of anything except the word of the Palestinian Authority, the Hamas-controlled news outlets. You could see the doom rising. It frightens me a great deal because I'm learning Yirmiyah at the same time. And Yirmiyah, the Navi keeps telling us, the signs are there. Beis Asher Diber Yirmiyahu HaNavi Al Kol Am Yehuda. That Yirmiyahu HaNavi spoke upon and to all of the nation of Yehuda, El Kol Yoshe Yerushalayim, and all of the residents of Jerusalem. Lemor telling them, Gimel Min Shalosh Esrei Shana LeYoshiyahu Ben Amon Melech Yehuda. Since the 13th year of Yoshiyahu ben Amon, the king of Yehuda, the last righteous king, the last chance we had, the Ad Hayom Hazeh, and until now, the fourth year of Yehoyakim, Zeh Shalosh Ve'esrim Shana HaYadvar Hashem Eloi. This is 23 years, as Rabbi Breuer mentioned before, that the word of God has come to me. And Rashi does the math for us that Yoshiyahu reigned for 31 years. In the 19th year, 12 years before that, Yirmiyahu started prophesying, and then four of his son, 19 plus 4 is 23. So I'm sorry, 12 years into Yoshiyahu was when Yirmiyah started, and then 19 years of Yoshiyahu, when times were good and the king was righteous, but we were corrupt and secretly doing terrible things in Avodah Zarah. Va'adaber aleichem, and I said to you, I spoke to you, Ashkem, in the early morning when you wake up, Vidaber, and night is how this is translated. Daber may be the time when people speak. So I'm not sure whether that's night in particular. V'lo shematem. But you didn't listen. Talad v'shalach Hashem aleichem es kol avadov hanavim hashkim v'shaloach. And God sent you all of his servants, the prophets, morning and night. Shaloach, maybe when the sun is sent back away, perhaps. V'lo shematem. And you did not listen. So it's interesting, we're hearing different words for night, but not the word Laila, even though night is falling for Klal Yisrael and darkness is approaching. V'lo hitisem es aznechem l'shmoa. You didn't incline your ears, you didn't open your ears to even listen. Lemar, says Pasuk Hey, saying, what was the message? The message was simple. Shuvu na ish midarko hara'a. Repent, please. Na, I beg you. Each man from his wicked ways, from his evil ways. Umeroa ma'ala lechem. And from his waywardness, from his straying from the path. Ushavu al ha'adama. And then you can dwell upon the land, Asher Nosan Hashem Lochem V'la'av Oseichem, that God gave to you and your forefathers, Lumen Olam V'yad Olam, forever and ever. Forever and ever could mean, the Ma'am Lois says, consistency and permanence. But the Radak says, forever, ever, the past, and forever into the future. So you could have an unlimited dwelling place in Eretz Yisrael, and look at us now, fighting every minute to try to get the world to even agree that we were there in the first place. Historical evidence, bah. Biblical evidence, who cares? It's Palestinian territory, even though the word Palestinian didn't exist during all of the biblical times that they are trying to revoke our right and our claim to Eretz Yisrael. Until HaKadosh Baruch Hu instills that claim in the minds and hearts of the world, it's going to be always under siege and has to be defended because of the fact that the rest of the world will not accept it.